For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Go ahead, listeners. Get that stirred up.
All right, well, it's definitely stirred up now. You know, you're on the...
He's the best.
No, I don't know. Nobody listens to me. That's fine.
But, this is the most popular radio show in Chicago.
Well, so. I know. Okay, you said it, Lawrence, not me, but...
We'll send you the book.
Yeah, send me the book.
Afternoons on the Score.
And when you said think big, I think that's where the Bears need to go. I think they need to draft somebody on Thursday night that weighs over 280 pounds.
Man, I just love that as the sole parameter.
It puts you in the mix.
It puts me absolutely in the mix. And Dustin Rhodes, draft analyst, says the Bears must take someone over 280. Tyler Warren, you better bulk up. You want to get picked, man. You got some eating to do between now and draft time.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
You see how Dustino wants to build a team.
Yeah, man. It's just imagining. So all linemen are in play. I don't care what their skills are.
Well, not all linemen, because there are some ends that aren't 280.
Yeah, you can't do that. Offensive linemen, though, be hard-pressed to find one that's under 280.
Yes.
How about your guy, your quarterback, Tyler Shuck?
Tyler Shuck.
Can't stop talking about him.
Wait, he's mine now?
100%.
Oh, man.
Shouldn't have talked about him that much if you didn't want to own him. He's yours.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Is he 280?
He is skilled.
Okay.
He's not 280. He's 280.
Don't want him.
6'5", 225,
I believe. Not interested. Whatever. Not interested.
Big body on a quarterback.
Maybe in the later rounds. But not round one. Got to be 280 or more.
He'll be gone. Don't wait till the later rounds to get Tyler Shuck.
Sorry, 281 or more. Sorry about that.
It's very important.
Why is his name spelled that way?
I don't know.
Tyler Shuck?
I mean, look.
It's not S-H-U-C-K?
It's S-H-O-U-G-H. Pronounced Shuck.
Oh,
guy's a loser.
Oh, no.
Look, Shane, we had a nice long conversation during pre-show today about how names are spelled.
They
sound.
We sure did.
There's very, very scary
people
stuff
out there.
All right,
people have got to change their names.
You got to be very careful.
That's right.
Dustino had more thoughts on the draft.
Yeah, they were doing some global thinking during the 5:30 free for all this morning, which I really enjoy. It's probably my favorite part of the Score day is the 5:30 free for all. This is pre pick six for the dedicated listeners who are up before 6 o'clock.
That's you.
There's some fun stuff that happens there, and they were talking about the logistics of how the NFL holds the draft
because the window is so big. Like, just have the draft.
It's draft week, baby. Lean into it.
It used to be day one, and it was three rounds.
Yes.
Now it's one round. I don't know if I can go. I don't think I have the patience.
It's Super Bowl week. It's Super Bowl week part two.
309 texter was pushing back on the first thing we talked about, saying
that
he believes the NFL draft should go back to the way it was.
That's what I said.
Okay. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Let's
or
go.
How about, or
Let's
how wasn't it, didn't it used to be Saturday, Sunday?
You're missing opportunities if you do that. I understand why.
Didn't it used to be Saturday, Sunday, if I remember right?
I think it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
No,
wait.
Saturday, Sunday. There was no Friday night draft.
No,
first round was on Saturday morning.
Day one picks were the first three rounds.
But on Saturday, right?
Oh, Jesus.
That's what I mean.
No,
I don't remember the day of the week. But
I don't remember.
I mean, that's important.
Gotta remember the day.
I don't recall
that. It's not important.
I'm saying they used to have three rounds in one day. Whenever they had it that way.
Nobody was arguing that.
Then they moved it to Thursday to accommodate just one day.
And to make David happy.
I'm now regretting bringing it up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we've gotten ourselves. We're stuck.
I just like the idea of having draft week. That's all.
That is amazing. Apparently, in 1988, the NFL moved the draft from weekdays to the weekend. So it always used to be on the weekdays, and then they're like, why don't we do the weekend? Make it feel like a game.
Because it was just like phone calls and stuff.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe that anyone wanted to televise it.
I know, but
this season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
They did it. They moved it to the weekend. And then it was 2006, they launched their draft coverage on ESPN. 2010 is when the first round began on Thursday night. The second day encompassing second and third rounds on Friday night, and the third day being on a Saturday.
That's what I like. I like that. That's how it should be. Let the first rounders live a little bit.
Since it's so special and it's so special to be a first rounder.
It's different contractually
from
the rest of the draft.
Yeah. I do always enjoy the rejiggering of the draft board between rounds one and two.
And you're like, oh, that guy is still there?
Maurice Clarett. Remember when Maurice Clarett was the guy? It was like, I can't believe he's still on the board. And I believe he was the number one pick on day two, first pick of the second round. And there was a trade in there, if memory serves. It's like, so there's often somebody's like, I can't believe he's still on the board. So, yeah.
I mean, that could be one of the quarterbacks, too. That'd be like, I can't believe Jalen Milroe is still on the board. I can't believe that Shedeur Sanders is still on the board.
Yeah, one of those guys.
I can't believe that Tyler Shuck is.
I can believe it. Did you see that the Lions, was it the Detroit mayor who was talking smack about the draft being in Green Bay? The Detroit mayor, because it was awesome last year. Lawrence, we were there doing the broadcast from there, and it was just so hopping, and like the vibe was unbelievable and so crowded. The Detroit mayor said something like, there's no way it's going to be as big as ours in Green Bay. I don't know if that's true or not, though.
Look.
People are going to come from all around Green Bay.
Where are they going to stay, though? That's the problem.
The Airbnb that we're not staying
That's
in.
The problem.
Wait, are we not going?
We're not going. Sorry, Shane.
Oh, I thought we planned it like 3 months ago that we were going to go and do our show from the draft.
Yeah. We've had to plan it a lot longer back than that.
People could stay in the RV we're not renting.
I've been talking to a bunch of NFL reporters, and some of the choices for where they're staying are hilarious.
Oh, really? Our choices were awful.
Yeah, look, it's a problem. Even like if you're talking like a Bears Packers. And the hotels that you can usually stay at for Bears Packers are in Appleton, which is what, 35 miles away from Green Bay? And that's usually the closest, nicest hotels that you can find.
That's a wrap.
I hope that the citizens of Green Bay are getting paid by Airbnb-ing their places, maybe staying with relatives, because they can make They can make a couple mortgage payments.
Make some bank.
Those are not citizens. They're owners.
They're both.
And Shane's big idea of us renting an RV and just driving up there and staying in the RV, I bet there's a lot of people who are going to attend the draft in that exact style.
Could have been fun.
Yeah, it could have been fun.
It's not a terrible idea. The draft should be in real cities from now on. Let's not play around with this. Places with actual hotels and transportation. And
oh, God.
Well, from 1965 until 2014, it was all New York. Just New York. And then that's when they started doing different cities. And Chicago's had it a bunch of times. Philadelphia's had it.
Chi-Town became Draft Town.
2015.
Yes. Yeah, I remember it well. Yeah. It was out there. Talked to Peter Schrager.
And 16.
Dr. Peter Schrager out there.
Yeah.
That time. Yeah, you know, it's new. It's what's nice is now I can add some hope. I hope that Green Bay really embarrasses itself.
Thank you so much for all the love and support that you show this show. We will try to do the same tomorrow and repay the favor. 2:00. Cubs baseball is next on The Score.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.